All right. Good morning, everybody. Today is Thursday, December 28th, 2017. And this is Before the First Cup with Jules here on UCY.TV. Happy Thursday, everyone. It is a frigid 2 degrees with a real feel of minus 13 here in upstate New York. So where do we leave off yesterday? We titled the show Self-Replicating National Nano Initiative, nano everywhere, gray goo, and DNA nanobots. We have spent the last few days looking at nanotechnology with Robert Freitas, looking at medical nanotechnology, as well as Eric Drexler, looking at desktop molecular manufacturing. And I'm going to make a little bit of a turn from the nanotechnology today because we've dug pretty deep in there. Today, we're going to go back to our old favorite, and that is going to be artificial intelligence, and maybe looking a little at the brain and some of the merging that is happening between the brain and machine. There was a story that came out of The Hindu. Gotta love The Hindu. And there's a lot of good stuff, actually, that comes out of India about technology. This is the hindubusinessline.com. Tech got too smart this year. This is a look back at 2017. The year of 2017 has seen some stunning advances in technology. And if you've listened to the show, you have joined us for all the horrors. It is not about gadgets and gizmos, but really about software, which has evolved to form what now can be called intelligence. The breakthroughs made in technology this year are enough to change human society and perhaps even existence, just as electricity changed everything in 1879 and the invention of the light bulb. And they keep mentioning that how artificial intelligence is going to be as important as electricity. So look out. As impressive as progress in technology may be, it is now beginning to sink in that it is more of a double-edged sword than we ever knew, unless, of course, you listen to Before the First Cup, being able to do as much harm as potential good. How much of humankind has shot itself in the foot, and what it has created will unfold over the next few years, and this time, it isn't just hype, but a world condition in which, quote, big tech, unquote, holds sway and determines everything, including who wins an election. Oh, yes. Make sure we push that button again. There was a time when you couldn't unplug or avoid opting for technology usage, but now it is too late because it impacts every life and it is so interwoven in everything we do. And as we launch 5G across the continent of Africa, even the Africans out in the bush, the Bushmen, won't be able to get away from it. Technology has gone beyond just being an aid, and it has begun to define the way we live our lives and interact with others. But this is how it played out in 2017. How clever it was to create something that can be smarter than its creators. Well, we'll know someday. Yeah, not a good idea. But meanwhile, artificial intelligence, a term that has resonated throughout the years, is starting to show that it needs very little human help anymore. We have read about that. Google's DeepMind has been doing all kinds of things without any human intervention. Google's AlphaGo defeated a world champion at the complex Chinese game of Go last year. But just this past October, AlphaGo Zero, which was the next evolution, demonstrated that it would startle the world by teaching itself the game right from scratch. The program played millions of games against itself to learn the rules and even becoming inventive with them, and no one can win against Zero. And more importantly, we now need to ponder what will happen when a supercomputer can learn 3,000 years of human knowledge in just 40 days and then surge past it. Practically every tech company wants into the AI action now. Wherever it fits or it doesn't, it is stuffed into products and services. And AI is supposed to be making first strides in knowing what humans are doing, where they are, what they are feeling, and what they want to do next. And those are some of the things that we have looked at. And all this data being gathered goes to pushing more services and messages at us, and it probably is also getting stored somewhere in the cloud. On the other hand, artificial intelligence is helping do all kinds of things in healthcare, agriculture, and other industries that have never before been possible. Just take one example. Thousands of images of skin problems can be shown to an intelligent system, which will go through them at volumes and speeds no human can do to match a disease to an image. And if so far we thought that creativity was strictly the domain of human beings, we can think again. AI has been used to create music, write stories, paint like master artists, and compose songs. Don't listen to any of that AI music. I played a clip one time that was embedded in a story, and it made me feel kind of weird. So don't do it. We found out they can flip all kinds of switches in the brain with lights and sound and ultrasonic tweets. Just don't do it. The results are sometimes astounding, but it can go often quite wrong, such as in this Christmas carol, Hark Fawn to Be the Wrong, I don't know, and it just goes on and on and on. So let's look who's human. Closely tied to research in AI is the field of robotics, which puts together machines and knowledge into a near-human android that can live with us and apparently make our life better, and yes, feed us grape. Grapes. Sophia was a pretty robot that went to the United Nations, and she was granted full citizenship in Saudi Arabia. Engineers like their robot creations so much that they want to marry them. We read about those as well. And have children with them. Well, we read about that one too. Textile, that is. But the bigger the impact of robotics has been on jobs, present and future, the industry is beginning to automate wherever it can to save on costs and resources, with the unhappy result that many jobs stand to disappear. But don't worry about it. We got universal basic income for everybody. Experts say, don't worry. New jobs will come through, and robots are meant to work alongside people, not against it. Meanwhile, robots are taking up positions at restaurants to serve customers, wearing legal garb to fight court cases, picking up brush to become art restorers, and getting in front of the camera to read news. Voices are being raised in protest, urging governments and businesses to step on the brakes and form policies to allow such technology to advance responsibly and ethically. But with robots quickly becoming quite human and self-aware and creating their own knowledge and drawing deductions, it is more than high time. Artificial intelligence and big data is also at the heart of all the assistants that are beginning to populate our lives. I hope none of you out there got an Alexa or a Google Assistant for Christmas, because if you did, flush it down the toilet. Alexa, Google Assistant, Siri, Cortana, and Bixby are all ready to listen and respond. And track, of course. Yes. And with leaps forward in natural language processing, machine perception and learning, the assistants and their similar cousins, and that would be the chatbots, know more about people than one can fathom. The year has gone by to see virtual assistants being built into home speakers like Amazon's Echo and similar products from Google and Apple, and they will only gain skill and power over the next year. A combination of new technologies are ensuring that the reality we know is changing. And when you message a company to complain about some product, you won't know whether it is a real person responding or a chatbot or the point where the bot hands it over to an actual human. When you see a piece of news somewhere online or forwarded on WhatsApp or appearing on Facebook or Twitter, you won't know whether or not the news is fake. Of course you won't. And just about everyone, remember, this is this mixing of reality and fantasy to confuse everybody so you don't know who to trust. And just about everyone has ended up believing that news that never happened because there is no way to tell any longer. Machine learning can lip sync over videos, making people look as